Now let's lead off with Betsy Dirksen-Lonergan pledging not to take any money from corporate political action committees, or PACs, in her second run for Illinois' 13th congressional district. But the incumbent Republican in that district, Rodney Davis, is trying to call her bluff. WGLT's Mary Cullen has more.
In an email, incumbent U.S. Representative Rodney Davis's campaign said Lonergan accepts money from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which does take money from corporate PACs. Lonergan says that's out of her control.
The part that I am responsible for is what I am going to do, and I am not accepting a dime of corporate PAC money because I refuse to be beholden to these corporations and special interests.
And Citizens United is endorsing Lonergan, citing her anti-corporate PAC promise. The organization's president, Tiffany Mueller, says special interests have kept Davis in office.
Just 2 months ago, he voted against H.R. 987, the Strengthening Healthcare and Lowering Prescription Drug Costs Act. And in this quarter, you see those same pharmaceutical companies rewarding him with big contributions.
Mueller says Davis has accepted over $2.4 million in corporate PAC contributions since the start of his political career. The Davis campaign says corporate PACs are made up of donations from hardworking employees. Lonergan says 80% of her contributions in the first quarter of her congressional campaign came from individuals and grassroots donors.
What I'm vowing is that on my report, I am in control of. I am not taking any corporate PAC money.
Lonergan says she plans to keep that promise should she be elected to the 13th district. Lonergan lost her race for the 13th district to Davis last November by about 2,000 votes. For the leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.